Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snipeman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org. The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snipeman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
The cattle futures closed lower today for the feeder cattle, anywhere from 35 to 60 cents lower. They were significantly lower early on, around 11:10. After the on-feed report, they were down about $1.50 or so on the lows. Live cattle in December up 77. That was the one bright spot for the live cattle futures. They were at 114.77. We had some higher cash trade up to 116 this week, so that was pretty bullish compared to where the cash was last week. February live cattle, though, were down about 50. And at 11 a.m. this morning, we had the monthly cattle on feed report. It showed 99% on feed as of November 1st, or 10.665 million head, so slightly lower than last year. Placements were larger by 15% at 115, or 1.843 million head, about 240 million head more than last year. So big placements number, but also a big marketed number in November of 17% higher than the previous year, or 1.787, about 250 million head than last November. So that report was deemed to be maybe neutral to a little bit bearish due to that large placements and large marketed number.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures were lower across the board today, with corn down about a half cent. It was lower earlier and then came back to close about 2 cents off of the low. Soybeans were down 4 to 5 cents. Looking at the soybean chart over the last couple of weeks, it has really gotten hit hard. November 17, which is the new crop beans, are all the way down to 982, where if you look at the chart, you can go back just a few months ago, or a month ago, I guess. On November 28th, they were as high as 1043, so that's a 60-cent swing in about 30 days. We're back below the moving average there, and that's a really disappointing chart as it gets back below. And the idea is that the trend following funds will change their position. They've been long up to this point, but I suggest that on today's commitment of Treasury report, that will lower just a little bit due to the sell-off. Wheat futures were down about 1 to 2.5 cents here. Outside markets, a relatively quiet day because it's a shortened day due to Christmas, but a quiet day. The Dow Jones was down 10 right now at 19,862, and never got to 20,000. Got close, but never actually touched it. The U.S. dollar in March is down 8.6 at 103.01, and then the bonds, 30-year bonds, are up 7 here at 149.01. Again, a shortened day and relatively quiet, low-volume trade. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.